The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Tzadik Ches. We will begin from the Mishnah on daf Tzadik Zayin Amad Aleph on the bottom. Zok the Mishnah. Hashoyeles haparo. If somebody borrowed a paro, shalo chatzi yoim, he was a shoyel for half the day, v'socharo chatzi yoim, and he rented it for the other half a day. So Reuven takes Shimon's paro. He's a shoyel for the first half a day, meaning kol anoshaloi, roiv anoshaloi. He's not going to pay Shimon for using Shimon's para. However, for the second half of the day, he's going to be a soicher. He is going to pay Shimon. Shalom hayoyim v'sachar olamachar. Or if Reuven took Shimon's para for 2 days, one day, the first day he's going to be a shoyel, the second day he's going to be a soicher. Or if Reuven took 2 paros from Shimon, sochar achas, for one he was a soicher, v'shal achas, and he was a shoyel for the other one, umesa. And now one of the paros died. Hamashal oimer, the mashal says, she'ula mesa, working backwards. Regarding the third case, where there were 2 paros, one he was a shoyel for, the other one he was a soicher for. The mashal says the shul is the one that died. Why does he want the shul to be the one that died? Because a shoyel is chayev for shvura umesa. A shoyel is chayev for oinsen, whereas a soicher swears, and he's not going to be chayev for oinsen. Or, biyoyim shahoyis the shul umesa. In the case where it was one para, but he was a shoyel for one day, he was a soicher for the other day, if it died on the day that Reuven was a shoyel, Reuven's going to be chayev. If it died on the day that Reuven was a soicher, he's not going to be chayev. Or bishah shahoyis the shul umesa. Or even in the first case, where it was one para and it was one day, but Reuven was a shoyel for half the day and he was a soicher for the half a day. So the mashal again is saying that the animal died at the time that he was a shoyel, and as a result, he's a shoyel that's chayev fishvuru mesa. The shoyel slash soicher is saying in all three of the respective cases that no, it was the schur that died. It died on the day that I was a soicher, or it died Bishas, I was a soicher. The bottom line is, let me swear that what happened is that it died kedarkin, that I wasn't Pesheya, and I'll be off the hook. V'halo oimer, eini yodeya. So it says the mission that really it depends what the shoyel slash soicher is saying. If he says eini yodeya, he says, I don't know. Chayef, the halacha is going to be chayef. So to the extent that the mashal is saying, I know for sure that it happened at a time that you're chayef ba'insin, and the shoyel slash soicher is saying, I have no clue. The halacha is going to be chayef. Ha-soicher ay meschur ha-mesa b'yayim shoyis ha-schur ha-mesa. What if in the reverse? What if the soicher is the one, or the shoyel is the one that knows what happened? It's the mashal slash masker that's not sure. So the soicher says, schur ha-mesa, or b'yayim shoyis ha-schur ha-mesa, or b'sha shoyis ha-schur ha-mesa, v'ahalo imer n'yedeya, and the mashal, or the masker, is the one that's not sure. Sure, in that case, Potter, meaning from the first case of the Mishnah, it would sound like the one that's Bari, the one that knows for sure what's going on, he's the one that's going to win this Toyev and Itan, and the other one is going to have to prove that he's wrong. What if Ze'oy Meshula, V'ze'oy Meshura, what if none of them say any Adeya? They're both Bari. Each one is positive of what happened. The Mashal says it was Bishas Shula, so that your Chai Ba'insin, the fact that it died means that you're responsible to make me whole. V'ze'oy Meshura, Yishova HaSoicha Sheshura Mesa. The halacha is the soicher has to swear. Obviously, the Gemara is going to explain why that's not loch. And then finally, the third case is v'ze oimer eni yedeya, v'ze oimer eni yedeya, yachloiku, the loch is yachloiku. So really what the Mishnah is saying is 3 very yisoidi choshen mishpat halachas that present themselves in Shas in different contexts. The context that it presents itself in Perek HaShoyel is in the context of Shoyrim, because that's what we're learning. We're learning the sugyas of Shoyrim. And it's based on the one premise, the one hanocha, that a Shoyel is chayev anointzin, and a soicher is potter ba'insin, albeit b'shvua. So you have a situation where there's a toyev in it and there's a shayla. Was I a shoyel or was I a soicher? How could we not be sure whether I was a shoyel or a soicher? Either because I was a shoyel for chatzi ayoyim, I was a soicher for chatzi ayoyim, and we're not sure which half of the day the oinus took place, or I was a shoyel for one day, I was a soicher for the other day, and we're not sure which day the oinus took place, or there were 2 paras. For one I was a shoyel, for the other was a soicher, and we're not sure which par is the one that died. Is this the shula or is this the schur? Either way, where there's a toyev in it, and says that Mishnah, 3 halachas, there's 3 categories. If one is a bari and the other one is a shema, whether the mashal is the bari, or whether the shoyel is the bari is always going to win. If each one of them is a bari, the halach is the shoyel, the soicher, the shomer pekadin, he would have to swear, and then he would be off the hook. If they're both shema, then the halacha is yachlok. Says the Gemara, regarding the first halacha of the Mishnah, that the bari is always the one that wins. And not only if the shomer is the bari, is the shomer going to be potter, but even if the mafkid, the mashal, the masker, whatever you want to call him, even if he's the bari, the halacha is that the shomer is going to be chayef. Shamet minos of the Gemara. You can bring a raya from a Mishnah to one of the best known machlekes amiram in Shas. Modeli biyotcha. Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells him, "You owe me a man of a haloi meini yedeya." And Shimon says, "Could be. I have no clue." Chayef. The halacha is chayef. Meaning, from this Mishnah, you see that even if I don't have Edim, I don't have a Roiv, I don't have a Chazoka, I don't have a Migu, I don't have a Peshasar, all I am is Bari. I'm positive. I'm coming with a real Taina. You owe me $100. I know for sure. And you're a Shema, the Halacha, based on our Mishnah, should be that Bari Veshema Bari Adif. The Bari should be able to be Moitzi, even from a Muchzik, even from a Cheskis Mammon, despite the fact that we know how Olam Cheskis Mammon is, but still, Bari Veshema Bari Adif should say that the Bari should be able to take it away from the Shema. And where do you see that in our Mishnah? From the first case of the Mishnah, the case where the Mafkid is Bari, and the Shomer Pekadin is Shema, and the Halach is that the Shomer Pekadin has to pay. That's a classic case of Bari Veshema, where you're being moitzi from a muchzik. Because the shomer is a muchzik. And still the halacha is with a tainas bari, and not more than a tainas bari, the mafkid has an ability to be moitzi from the muchzik. Fake the Gemara lematavet yufta the Rav Nachman, but that's really totally the machlik isamiram, the itma, modeli biyot chvalo imen, yodeya, rafun of Rav Yud Amri Chayef, Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon Amri Potter, so it's a machlik isamiram, Zabishloima, according to Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, that hold Bari Veshema, Bari Yadav, beautiful. They have a makar from a Mishnah. But according to Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan, it's interesting that the Gemara says Lema Tahavi Tufta to Rav Nachman. It was Rav Nachman's halacha and it was Rav Yochanan's halacha. And Rav Yochanan lived before Rav Nachman for sure. And even though Hilchasak Rav Nachman Bedini, and that's probably why the Gemara said Lema Tahavi Tufta to Rav Nachman, we spoke at the Gemara once, where Rav Nachman said that when it comes to Inyone Chayshe Mishpat, I'm not nispal from anybody's taina because I know Chayshe Mishpat so much better than anybody else. But Rabbi Yochanan, Morad Aradi, Yisrael, either way, but says the Gemara, it's a kasha on Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan that both hold Bari Veshema, Lav Bari Yadav, the Chur from the Mishnah, you see Bari Yadav, and for the Gemara, you'll have to make an Akimt in the Mishnah, a super duper Akimt in the Mishnah. Kedam Rav Nachman, Kigyon Shiyesh, Esek Shvur B'Neim. And just like Rafton made this Akimta regarding another discussion, Rashash says, I have no idea where that discussion is. I don't know what that other place Rav Nachman made this Akimta was. But Rav Nachman apparently made an Akimta somewhere, and he said that even though if you read the Mishnah or the Braisa at face value, it doesn't say anything about a Shvur, still the real pshat is kigoyin sheyesh esek shvur b'neim. There really is a shvur taking place. Hachanami here too, kigoyin sheyesh esek shvur b'neim. The Mishnah is talking about a case where there was a chiyav shvur, and because there's a chiyav shvur, and the shomer is saying any idea, it's for that reason it's chayv. Meaning ordinarily, the reason in our Mishnah where the mafkid is coming with a bari and the shomer is a shema, the halacha is the shema has to pay, is not because it bari v'shema bari yadav. It's because what took place over here was a scenario where the shomer pekadon was chayev shvua, and it's the chayev shvua b'tziruf with the taina eni yodeya that makes him now chayev to pay. What does that mean? Heis chidami esik shvua kidir rava. The Amar Rava, Rava explained Rav Nachman. Modeli biyad chavalo im enu chabiyadi ela chamishim v'ashar eni yodeya. Reuven goes over to Shimon and Reuven tells Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, chamshin yodano v'chamshin lo yodano. It's true, I owe you $50. The other 50? I'm not sure. Now, this is not the prototypical Moed B'Mikzas. The prototypical Moed B'Mikzas is where Shimon says, I owe you $50, but I don't owe you more than $50. He's Moed B'Mikzas, and he's also Koifer B'Mikzas. In this case, Shimon was Moed B'Mikzas, and he said, Eini Yodeya on the other Mikzas. V'Hashar Eini Yodeya. Chamshin Yodano, V'Chamshin Lo Yodano. What's the halacha? Rava said, a psak halacha, that's famous in Shas. Really, in the name of Rab Abba, that mitoich she'ena yachal yishava meshale. That being that, really, he should have to swear shvuos moed b'miktzas because he was moed b'miktzas, but he can't swear Because what is the moed of a mikzvah swear? He swears that I don't owe you the other half. He can't swear that he doesn't owe Reuven the other half, because he doesn't know whether he owes Reuven the other half. So he's a mechuyev shvua, she'eino yochol b'shava, and what's the rule? Mitoich she'eino yochol b'shava m'shalim. That whenever you're a mechuyev shvua and you can't swear, you have to pay. So says the Gemara, Mishkachas l'serov, explain the Mishnah, reisha bebeis, v'seifa begimel. What you have to do is you have to add one para to each one of the three cases mentioned in the Mishnah. So the first two cases of the Mishnah we're talking about at first glance, where there was one para. What was the first case of the Mishnah? Reuven gave Shimon a para for a day. Half the day he's going to be a shoyl, the other half the day he's going to be a seicher. The second case as well. One para. 2 days. One day he's going to be a shoyl, the other day he's going to be a seicher. We're going to have to add a para. There was two paras in the first case, two paras in the second case. The third case was talking about where there were two paras. One, Shimon was a Seicher, the other one, he was a Shayel, Reuven, in our story. We're going to have to add another part. It's not going to be two parts, but it's going to be three parts. The Gemara explains. Mishkachas l'Reisha b'Beis, v'Seifa b'Gimel. Reisha b'Beis, the Reisha is talking really with the two parts, Amalei, where Reuven and Shimon have a toin v'nitin. The Mafkid says, Beis paris masarti l'cha. I gave you two paris. Pal g'diyeme b'Sheilo, u pal g'diyeme b'Schiris. Both paris. For a half a day you were a shoyl, for the other half a day you were a seicher. Inami, or in the second case of the Mishnah, again two paras. Chad yoima, for one of the 2 days you were a shoyl on both paras. V'chad yoima v'schiris, the other days you were a seicher. Umesu travayu be'idin she'elo. And now the mafkid is saying that both of these paras, which died, both died at a time that you were a shoyl, either on the chatzi ayom that you were a shoyl, or on the day that you were a shoyl. For amale shoyl, and the shoyl said, chada in be'idin she'elo meisa. One, I agree with you. He was moed b'miktzas, ve'idach lo yadana. When he's in any idea in the Mishnah, he's being any idea on miktzas. There's an ikar chasim and asef from the Mishnah. Because really in the Mishnah, he was moed to chatzi of the taina. The Mishnah is just discussing the chatzi of the taina that he was kofer. But there's another chatzi that the Mishnah didn't mention for which he was moida. What's the significance? Now when he says any idea, he's only saying any idea on the chatzi, the idan, chloyodani bidin shelo meisa bidin schiris meisa, the mitoich shein yachal shavim mishalim. That's why he's going to have to pay. The reason he has to pay is because of the halach of mitoich shein yachal shavim mishalim. The sefer, it's the same arithmetic. Begimel. Tamal, the gimel paras asat b'cha. The mafkid says, I gave you three paras. Beis b'shelo, two of them b'shelo, the achas b'schiris, one of them b'schiris. Umeisa hani tied to the shelo. Now two of them died. The Mafkid says, both that died were the ones of Shelah. Amalei Shail, the Shail said, in Chadr Shelah Mesa. I know that one of them that died for sure was the Shelah. Meaning I for sure owe you one part. Me'idach, however, lo yodan, I don't know. Either Shelah Mesa, with the Kaimel, the Schirus. And the one that's alive is the Schirus. Either Schirus Mesa, for the Kaimel, the Shelah. Same exact thing. Mitoich Shein Yachal, the Shavah, Mashalim, is for that reason you're going to have to pay. In other words, the Gemara is saying that the reason you have to pay in the Mishnah, the reason the Shomer has to pay is not because any time someone comes over to you and tells you, you owe me money, and you say, any idea, the halach is you have to pay. That's really a machlokes amira, but the great Rav Nachman and the great Rav Yochanan were both of the opinion that bari v'shem alav bari yadav, you can't be moitzi mamin from somebody al yudei a bari v'shem. Why then in the Mishnah do you have to pay? Because the Mishnah is really discussing one half of an equation. What happened really was, is that there was a taina on another part, and on that other part of the shomer was moida that he has to pay. Where he denied was the second part. In essence, what you have is a moida b'miktzas, where you're a chamshin yodana v'chamshin lo yodana. An ordinary moida b'miktzas swears, being that you're a mechuyev shvua she'ena yachal yishava, the rule is, mitoich she'ena yachal yishava m'shalem, and it's for that reason that you're going to be mechuyev to pay. In other words, two ways to learn the Mishnah. Either the Mishnah means bari v'shem or bari yadif, a big halach in shas, or the Mishnah means mitoich sheni yachad of shav mishalim, another big halach in shas. But the Gemara is not finished. L'rami bar chama, according to Rami bar chama, the Amar who holds dalit shemrim tzvichim kfir v'miktsas v'hoida v'miktsas, according to Rami bar chama that holds that the four shemrim that swear shvuas hashemrim only swear shvuas hashemrim when there's hoida v'miktsas. What's the makar to moida v'miktsas? Where does it say ki huzeh? In the parasha of Shoim. The Gemara, we learned this together, and then the Perek Hagoy Zaleitzim, the Gemara says that Erev parasha is Kosov Khan, even though the halach of Moedah B'miktsas was said in the parasha of Shoimer, a Shoimer when he swears Shvur Deiraisa, swears Shvur Deiraisa, even if he's not Moide B'Miktsas, and a Moide B'Miktsas swears Shvur Deiraisa, even if he's not a Shomer. Why does it say Ki Uzen, the Parsha of Shomer? Daf Min Vissen. But Erev Parsha is Kasif Kan. There's a Taruvus over here. The Halach of Ki Uzen was really written Shaloibim Koimai. It's written in the Parsha of Shomer. Extremely misleading, because it makes you believe that the whole idea of Moedim and Mikzas is related to Shvus HaShomer, which again has a nafgamina this way and that way, Lekulo Lechumra, that the only time the Shomer would have to swear is when there's Moedim and Mikzas, but also that if someone's Moedim and Mikzas and he's not a Shomer, he wouldn't have to swear. Stating that, Rami Bar Chama argues. And Rami Bar Chama said, no Eruv Parashi is Kasuf Kan. If the Torah wrote Ki Uzen and the Parashi is HaShomer, that means Moedim and Mikzas and Shomerim are connected by the hip. And the only time, said Rami Bar Chama, a Shomer is ever going to swear Shvur Deiraisa is if he was also Moedim B'Miktsas. So unless a Shomer is Moedim B'Miktsas, Rami Bar Chama holds the Shomer wouldn't swear a Shvur Deiraisa. The truth is a lot of lumdis associated with Shittas Rami Bar Chama. But for now, that's the Alochim Rami Bar Chama. If you remember, we've had Rami Bar Chama's Alochim a few times. There's another Chiddush that's Mavur in Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said that being that the only time a Shomer swears is if he's Moedim B'Miktsas, it only ever be negeya the halacha of Shvuas HaShomerim if there were three paris. Where somebody's watching three paris, that's where it's negeya Shvuas HaShomerim. Why? Because you need the para she'al ze onu danin, the para where the mafkid is saying something happened to it, and the shomer is saying, for example, if he's a shomer chinam, it was gliva baveda, or if he's a shomer sachar, it was an oinus, the one that he has to swear on. But you also need to establish the moida b'miktsas. And to establish the moida b'miktsas, you need a parah that you're moida, and you need a parah that you're kaifer. So according to Rami Bar Chama, you need three parahs in order to have a shvuas hashomer. One, he's moida. Yeah, absolutely. He's a shomer chinam. I was paisheya. One, he's kaifer. What does kaifer mean? Like, how are you talking about? I don't know you're talking about. I wasn't watching three paras. I was only watching two paras. And the third one, where he says, Gneva Vaveda, Shalze Onudonim. Now, if you're a Shemir Chinam, you swear, a Shvur Deiraisa. So the only time you ever have a Shvur Deiraisa, Shvur HaShomerim, according to Rami Bar Chama, is if there's three paras. And really, what's Mavur Rami Bar Chama then is a second Chiddush, just as noteworthy as the first Chiddush. And that is Rami Bar Chama's definition of Kfira. Because Pashat, you would learn that even though Rami Bar Chama holds, you have to be Moide B'Miktsas in order to be Chai Shvuas HaShomerim. But the Shomer Chinam that says Gneva Va'aveda, the part that he's going to have to swear on, that let in and of itself be the Kvira. That doesn't constitute Kvira. Kvira means Loi Hayu Dvar Me'olam. That's the definition of Kvira. And unless you say, Loi Hayu Dvar Me'olam, you're not considered a Kofer. Again, Rami Bar Chama's Ikar Chiddush was that the only time you have Shvuas HaShomerim is at Shiyem HaKi Uzer, unless there's a Moed B'Miktsas. So if Reuven is watching Shimon's Parah, he's a Shomer Chinam, and Shimon comes to pick up his Parah, and Reuven says, Ve'inenu. Why? Ki Lo Kachay Se'elekin, Oynitz, or Gneva Vaveda. Something happens. What's the halacha? Reuven's going to have to swear. Rami Bar Chama says, no, it's not true. Reuven's not going to swear. I thought Hashem Mechinim swears Gneva Vaveda. That's Dalit Shomerim 101. Rami Bar Chama holds that it says, Moedim B'Miktsas in the Parashah of Shvuas HaShomerim. The only time a Shomer ever swears is if he was Moedim B'Miktsas. So Pasha, you would say, okay, so we have to add now a piece to the case where the Shomer Mechinim swears. What's the case going to be? Where Reuven was watching two of Shimon's paras. And Shimon comes over to Reuven, where are my paras? They're both gone. Why? One, he says, I was Peshaya. I have to be honest. Nope, so I'm going to make you hold. It was $1,000 para. Here's a check for $1,000. The other one, he says, Gneva Aveda. Oh, so he's a Moida B'Miktsas, meaning he's Moida to the time of Shimon. I was Peshaya. I owe you one of the paras. The other one, he's Kaifer. Why was he Kaifer? He said, Gneva Aveda. Whereas, Shimon is Taina, Taining. You were Peshaya. You owe it. Reuven's saying, I don't know. So there would be a Moida B'Miktsas in the context of Shimon. Rami Bar Chama doesn't say that. Rami Bar Chama says that's not enough to be Yoitza Ki Huzeh. To be Yoitza Ki Huzeh, Medaf Hoban Adrita Parah. You have to have, where there were three paras. And Reuven is watching three of Shimon's paras. Shimon comes, he says, where's my paras? So Reuven says, oh, let's go through one at a time. One, I was Peshaya, Amoita. The other one, Lahayit Varmi Yoilam. I don't know what you're talking about. He's Kaifer. And on the third one, he says, Gneva Vaveda, Zok Rami Bar Chama. That's where it's like, hey, Shvuas HaShomerim. But the Gemara is now taking one piece out of Rami Bar Chama, the second Chiddush. And that is that you see from Rami Bar Chama the definition of Kfira. The definition of Kfira is not the one Sha'al Ze'an Udonin. There has to be a full-fledged the nafkamina would be chamshin yodana v'chamshin lo yodana, where we say the halacha is that you're mechuyish for deiraisa, but mitoich she'ena yochel v'shavim mishalim. According to Rami Bar Chama, zokti gemara alam this ena yodei is nishken kfiro. Just like when the Shem Lechinim says gneva v'aveda, does hasnish kfiro? Ena yodei hasnish kfiro. And if the only time yichayish was moide b'miksas is if you're moide and you're koifer, chamshin lo yodana, it's ikar chosim and akfiro. That's not called kvira. If that's not called kvira, you wouldn't have a mitoich sheni yachal l'shav v'mishal. So as it relates to our Mishnah, if we want our Mishnah to be talking about a mitoich sheni yachal l'shav v'mishal, and it's for that reason that the shomer that says eini yodeya is going to be chayiv, it's not enough to add one parah to the story. You have to add two parahs to the story. In the ratio, they had to be three paras, and in the sefer there has to be four paras. In the resha there has to be one para where the shomer's moida, another para where the shomer's koifer, and a third para where he says eini yodeya. You're a moida b'mitzas because of the two paras, the one that you were moida and the one that you were koifer. You're an eini yodeya on the third para, mitoich sheini yachal yishava on the third para, mishalim the third para. In the sefer where we wake up in the morning, the mission itself is talking about whether there were two paras. The shai was, did the schura die or did the shula die? We have to add two, you're going to end up with four. So pashit, we had to take the resha, which was discussing one para, and make it two paras. The sefer, which was discussing two paras, make it three paras. According to Rami Bar Chama, you just have to add one para, and now we'll see the Gemara inside. It'll take us right on to Amid Beis till the end of the sugya. Well, the Rami Bar Chama d'amad alat shoymet zrichin kfir b'miktzas v'yidab b'miktzas, which is mevur then for Rami Bar Chama at Tzveta Chiddush, and that is what's the definition of kfira. Kfira means loy hayudvar mi'aylam, and just like a shoymet chidam that says gineva v'aveda, it's not considered kfira. So too, if somebody would say chamshin lo yodana, it wouldn't be considered kfira as well. So if we want our Mishnah to be talking about a case where there's a chiyuv shvur deiraisa, but on one of the paras he's any yachal lishava, mishkachas lo reisha begimel v'sefer bedal reisha begimel davon legimel paras asati l'cha. I gave you three paras. Palgud yemin b'sheil palgud yemin b'schiros inami chad yemin b'sheil v'chad yemin b'schiros umesu gimel, and all three died kulu b'idin sheilo, all three at the time that you were shayol v'amalei shayol, the shayol said chado lo yoyed varmi one of them. I don't know what you're talking about. V'chado in b'idin shila mesa. It's true, it died b'idin shela. He's might. V'idach lo yodano, I b'idin shela mesa, I b'idin schiros mesa. Dimitoich sheni yachal yishava mishalim. You have one you were might, one you were kaifer, one you said any day. On the one that you're in any day, you can't swear. So what do you do for that one? For that one, you have no choice. You're going to have to pay. Say for two bedalit, what are you talking about? There were four. Double bedalit parts and satach. He gave you four parts. Gimel b'shela v'chad b'schiros. Umesa hanach ibn shu'el. All three that died were all the ones of shela. Vamal v'shael, and the shael said, chada lahadam. V'chada in the shela mesa. V'idach lo yodano, the third one, I'm not sure, either schiros mesa or the kaim of the Oy the shayla meso the kaim the schirus to be toich she'in the yachli shava mishale mesukim medvash, a beautiful gemara. Either way, let's do one more gemara and then we'll speak out a little bit of rate. Zeoy meshula v'zeoy meschura yishava hasoicha sheschura meso. So the Mishnah said, what if each one is saying bari? The mafkid is saying, I know for sure the shula died, and the soicher is not a tam. He's not saying any yodeya. He says, I know for sure that the schura died, or biyoyim schura it died. Or b'shasha his the schura it died. So what's the halacha there? The halacha is the seicher has to swear. Faith in Maramai. Why does he have to swear? Masha tanoi loy hoydaloy. Masha hoydaloy loy tanoi. Why in the world should you have to swear? If I say you owe me money, you say you don't owe me money. Yechayev shvur amarula. So Ula said al yedei Gilgal. He has to swear Gilgal shvur the amale, because the mafkid could tell the shomer ishtabili izum mios tekedarka mesa. Very nice Gemara. The Soicher is saying that it died when I was a Soicher. Meaning, I'm a Soicher, I'm Patim and Oinsen. But even a Soicher that's Patim and Oinsen is not just Patim and Oinsen. He has to swear. That means even Litainas HaShoymer, he's going to be Chayiv Shvua. Shvua Dei Raisa. Let's forget Rami Bar Chama for a second. Shvua Dei Raisa. He's going to be Chayiv to swear that an Oinus really happened. Meaning he has to swear that mesa kedarka. That's the halacha of every soicher, every shayim soicher. The halacha is he has to swear whenever he tainas, tainas, tainas. So it's not saivi chayav shvur deiraisa. Oh, once he chayav shvur deiraisa, now we have the halacha of gilgul shvur. What does gilgul shvur mean? That if Reuven and Shimon have a tayin nitin and bezdin, and Reuven has an ability to be lechayav shimon and shvur, once Shimon anyways has to swear to Reuven, if he's a moed b'miktzas, or he's swearing shvuas hashoyimrim, or shvuas eidachod, he has, Reuven now has an ability to make him swear something that ordinarily Shimon really wouldn't have to swear. It's a special koyach, a schus almost, that the toiveya has, that if the nitva is mechuyev, a shvua, he could be megalgal, another shvua, even though in a vacuum that nitva would never have had to swear that second thing. So it's true, there's no reason that the soicher should have to swear that the parah that died was the schura. Or b'shosh ahis the schura mesa. I don't owe you that shvua. You have no schus to be mechayev me that shvua. But you do have a schus to be mechayev me shvua shem mesa kedarka. Because even if I'm right that the schura is the one that died, I still have to swear that I wasn't plesheya. The three shvuas that every shana has to swear. So I'm a man of shach has to swear. Once I'm anyway swearing that it was Mesa Kedarka, you could be megalgal another shvua that the one that died was the schura, or that it died b'shah shahayis the schura. Either way, we just learned now Gemara, already more than a black Gemara, and there's a lot of big yisoidis in the Gemara that we learned. There's the bari v'shem, a bari adif component to the sugya, and there's the mitoich she'ena yachal yishava meshalim component to the sugya. So we'll speak out first a little bit of raid on mitoich she'ena yachal yishava meshalim, and then afterwards at the end of the daf we'll go back, we'll speak a little raid that we've spoken out before, and ein beis medrash b'lei chiddush as it relates to bari v'shem bari yad. But first, this idea of mitoich she'ena yachal yishava meshalim. So we mentioned very quickly when we learned the Gemara that really this halacha of mitoich she'ena yachal yishava meshalim is attributed in Shas to Rab Abba. And the context in which Rab Abba said it is the well-known Gemara, Naske de Rab Abba. And the Makar to Naske de Rab Abba is Cheskes Abatim, Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, it's also Masech Teshfuas, Daf Mem Zayin Amad Alf. We'll read the Gemara inside. Tahu Gaber, the Chot of Naske Michave, there was a Yid, Ruvain, he went to Shimon and he grabbed his Naske, his Zulban Abacha. Also, the Kamed Rab Ami, and now Shimon, who lost his becher, went to Rabbi Ami. Havi Yosef Rabbi Kame, Rabbi was sitting there. I see Chad Sahada, the Micht of Chot Chavina. He told him that Rabbi Ami, Rabbi, Ruve walked into my house, he took my becher. He says, do you have aid? He says, I have one aid. I have an aid echo that witnesses. Oh, my way. Ruve was there. And Ruve said, in Chatzvi. It's true. The aid is right. I took the becher, but v'didi chatfi. I took my own becher. Omer Rabami, Rabami said, "Heichin edaydu adaydi lahaydina." How in the world are we going to pass in the shayla? L'shalim. Should we say that Reuven has to pay like a choice adi? You don't even have to wait him. Shteitzach, he's not mechuyev to pay. L'chterei. Should we say, being that there's no to aid him, he's off the hook? Ikachad zahada. There's an aid echad. And what's the halacha? Aid echad b'dov hashem amamen. He's chayev shvur deraisa. Lish tabos. You'll say, okay, let the eid echad that saw Reuven chap Shimon's becher make Reuven now swear shvur deraisa. How could he swear? Because what would the shvur be? He would deny what the eid echad said. He would swear that it's not true. The eid echad is lying. But the eid echad is really not lying. Ha'amar michtav chatva. He's moider that he chapped it. So he can't be makrish the time of the eid echad. Al yudei shvua. Amar Rababa. So Rababa was sitting there and he told Rabami, you want to know how the dayanim pask in such a shayla? Heichin edaynu edayni lahaydino. Havi mechuyev shvua. She'eni yochel yishava. V'chola mechuyev shvua. She'eni yochel yishava mishalem. So this is where Rababa issued his famous psak. He said that really there's an eid echad. And the eid echad is mechayev shvua. But this person can't swear to be makrish the eid echad. Because he's not saying, he's saying in chatfi v'didi chatfi. I took my own thing, so he's a mechuyev shvur because it's dafort an edecha, and the edecha establishes a chiyev shvur deiraisa. He's an ena yochel yishava because he can't be makreshet. Someone that's mechuyev shvur, that's ena yochel yishava, is mishalein. And the Gemara takes this halacha and it applies it to our sugya. Sugya in Shvuas Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, that the same thing would be true by a Moedah B'Mikzas, where he says the Nitva Chamshin Yodana the Chamshin Lo Yodana. You have the basis for a Shvur Dei Raisa, but at the same time you can't swear that you don't owe the other half because you're an Enyar Dei on the other half. It's similar to this halacha of Naske the Rababa. Bottom line would be Mitoich Sheni Yochel Yishava B'Shalim, stating that Rav and Shmuel the Omri Travayu in Shvuas Daf Mem Zayin, that you don't say Mitoich Sheni Yochel Yishava B'Shalim. In other words, it's a big time Machloikis Amiran. Do you say Mitoich Sheni Yochel Yishava B'Shalim, or do you not say Mitoich Sheni Yochel Yishava B'Shalim? We paskin like Rab Abba, Sportan, Shulchan Aruch, in Chesh Mishpat Simin Ayin Hey Beher Chava. that mitoich she'eino yochol yishava mi'eshalim. It's interesting that the poskim discuss whether you only say mitoich she'eino yochol yishava mi'eshalim by a shvua de'iraisa, such as chamshim yadana, chamshim lo yadana. We're discussing shvuas moedim b'mikzas. It's a shvua de'iraisa, or naskid rababa, where there was an eid echad. Shvuas eid echad is also a shvua de'iraisa. What about a shvua de'rabbanan? There's many shvuas de'rabbanan in Shas. By shvua de'rabbanan, someone that's an eini yachal yishava, do you say this chumra of mitoich she'eini yachal yishava meshalim? It's a tremendous chumra in halacha l'maisa. Or maybe you only say it by shvua de'iraisa. So something that's discussed by the poskim, but the emes is it's a mefurish etosvis, the mesecht is gittin perikan izokin, daf nun aleph amid beis. The context over there is the Gemara that discusses the ma'am retayra moedim b'mikzas ataini yeshava chazok ain't other meis one of them. Balchayvi, that Gemara that appears many times in Shas. But without going through the whole Tosfos, just the punchline of Tosfos says Tosfos vahi shvua da'iraisa. That shvua is talking about a shvua da'iraisa. It means nasked rababa. The shvua derabbanan lo yamina mitoich she'eni yachal yeshava meshalim. Because by a shvua derabbanan zok Tosfos you don't say mitoich. Why? Because mitoich sheni yachal yishava is really a takanas chacham. It's a din derabbanan. So to the extent that the whole shvua is mernished a shvua derabbanan, so to say mitoich on a shvua derabbanan is already a takanta litakanta. Meaning shemin's not chayav shvua. And even if he's chayav shvua, there's no such thing as mitoich sheni yachal yishava mishalim on the deraisa level. This is all under the rabbanan level. So rabbanan are going to say you have to swear, and now you can't swear. We're going to say you even have to pay. Azoy vaitnish. Takanta leiv dinan. Says Tosfos, how do I know takanta leiv dinan when it comes to shvuas? Kideramin and gabi ahu raya bava mitzia perakama dafhei amid beis. So what's the gemara of ahu raya bava mitzia dafhei? So it's kedai to chazer over this gemara again. It's worth seeing this gemara inside. Ahu raya that we must relay kol yoy mechiyusa b'sahadi. Every day, this shepherd, people would give them their sheep to watch. This was a shepherd. He would watch people's sheep. And people would give the shepherd their sheep with edus. Yoy mechad, one day, masr lebelay sahadi, they gave the raya their sheep, but there were no edim. Vasoif, at the end of the day, amalahu, this raya said, loy hayu dvar miyayim, I never got the sheep. Asu sahadi, asidube, edim came, and they said, the ochel tartim inayim, that at least two of the sheep that the oilim claimed he had, he in fact had, and he ate. So they nailed him b'miktsas. Oh, Rab Zeiro. So Rab Zeiro paskit im isel and Rab Chia Kamaisa. If Rab Chia Kamaisa is gerecht, who's Rab Chia Kamaisa? That just like if somebody's moide b'miktsas, the loch is, he's chayav shvua d'iraisa. So to if Edom come and they say that the nitvas chayav b'miktsas, the loch is that he's going to have to swear on the other half. So if Rab Zeiro is right, if Rab Chia is right, that Eidim b'miktsas is mechayev shvua d'iraisa, so the halach is mishtab ha'shaira. This rai is going to have to split in half. Because essentially, the Eidim are establishing hoidah b'miktsas. And as a result, according to Rav Chia Kamais, you mechayev shvua d'iraisa. Omalei Abaya, so Abaya told Rav Zeira, Isa mishtaba, is that true? V'gazlin hu. The moment Eidim come and Eidim say that this rai lied, and he stole, essentially the Edom are saying that he's a Gazlin. And a Gazlin can't swear. Oh, Malays, Rav Zeira told him, no, I never meant that the Raya should swear. What I meant was, Shekinegdoi Kamino, that the person that's being Toiveya, these Balabatim that gave the Raya their sheep to watch, they should swear. Because the Raya himself is an Eni Yochel Yishava, he can't swear. Why can't he swear? Because he's a Gazlin. So the Halach is Shekinegdoi Nishba V'Noitol. Let the Toiveya, usually the Nitva swears. Over here, the Toiveya is going to be the one that swears. Hashtafik, the Gemara, Geshmaka Kasha. And this is the Geshmaka part of this Gemara, Uraya. If you're telling me that really the Raya is never the one that's going to be mechuyev to swear, who's the one that's going to swear? The Teveya. Why can't the Raya swear? Because even according to Rav Chia Kamaisa, that the Raya is technically chayav shvua d'iraisa, but he's also a Gazlin, and a Gazlin can't swear. What's the halacha? Shekinegdoi nishba v'noitol. So says the Gemara, Hashtanami, the lesser of Rav Chia. Even if the halacha is not like Rav Chia, meaning, even if there is no basis for a shvua d'iraisa, nechayvim and Rab Nachman, the halacha should be the same thing. The balabatim should vayka have to be nishba v'noitel. Tanaim we learned in the Mishnah, manu libiyad chein lechabiyadi potter. If someone's kofer akol, he doesn't swear shvua d'iraisa. Moed v'mikso swear shvua d'iraisa. But a kofer akol doesn't swear shvua d'iraisa. Oh, Rab Nachman said that even though you don't swear shvua d'iraisa, you swear shvua d'rabbanon. Mashpi enoise shvua hesis. So, mamonav shach, even not according to Rab Chia, the halacha halacha is that the raya was chayev shvur the rabbanim, and he's vayter in yochel ishava. And what's the halacha if he's in yochel ishava? Shekin egdoi nishba v'noytol. So mamon of shach, the halacha is that the tevei has to swear. So the Gemara says, Gevald, Reb Zeira, you're saying that according to Reb Chiya Kamaisa, the balabatim are going to have to swear? Why according to Reb Chiya Kamaisa? Because according to Reb Chiya Kamaisa, the raya is chayev shvur the raya. He's in any yochel ishava. Even if you don't look Reb Chiya Kamaisa, the Psak Halacha is going to be the same thing. Because even if the Rai is not Chayesh Shvur Dei Raisa, because less so the Reb Chiya Kamaisa, but he's certainly Chayesh was Heses, he's Chayesh Shvur Dei Rabbanan. And he's a Vaita in a Yochel Yishava. If he's in any Yochel Yishava, the Baal Abatim have to be a Nishba V'Noitel. So if you meant to say that Shekinegda Nishba, why were you toiling in Reb Chiya Kamaisa? Bishloim, if you're paskin in that the Raya has to swear, says Eigishmak, you're saying the Raya, according to Reb Chiya Kamaisa, is Chayesh for the Rais. Now, it's true, according to Reb Nachman, he's also Chayesh for, but he's only Chayesh for the Rabbana. It's a very big difference that you're Chayesh for the Rais or for the Rabbana. So that's where Reb Zeira said him, Yisla, Reb Chiya Kamaisa, that's the segue right here, Bab Mitzvah, Daf Heyman Al. After you learn a month and a half, Reb Chiya Kamaisa, so you have this geshmaka story, the parparois with Reb Zeira. That Reb Chiya Kamaisa is correct, I'll tell you a psak halacha. Because according to Reb Chiya Kamaisa, you chayesh shvur dei raisa. According to the chalkin, all you have is shvur hases, you only chayesh shvur dei rabbanan. But if you anyways not swearing shvur dei raisa, because he's the chagazlin, and the whole psak halacha of Reb Zeira really was shekin egdoi. Whether you're a shekin egdoi because of a shvur dei raisa, or you're a shekin egdoi because of a shvur hases, a shekin egdoi nishba v'noitel is a shvur dei rabbanan. So it's the same chiyah of shvur dei rabbanan. So where's the negay Reb Chiya Kamaisa? Zok the Gemara, it's very poshid. It's an amarata shakasha. Because it's poshid that according to Reb Nachman, that you're only chayiv shvur hases. This is going to be no shekin egdoi nishba v'noitel. You know why? Because there are nachmin takantohi. Because shvuas has is a takonas chachamim. And shekin egdoi nishba v'noitel is also a takanto. V'takanto lik takanto lo yavdinon. So the Gemara says, you know why it's negei Reb Chiya? Because it's only according to Reb Chiya that you're going to have shekin egdoi nishba v'noitel. If the ikar shvua is a shvua de raisa, so then you have the takanto of shekin egdoi nishba v'noitel. But if the ikar shvua is a shvua de rabbanon, so then it's a takanto lik takanto. And takanto, litakanto, way of dinner. Look, Taisvis, habacham afurish a gemara. That you don't say shekinegdoi nishba v'noito when it comes to a shvur d'rabbanon. If you don't say shekinegdoi nishba v'noito when it comes to a shvur d'rabbanon, so too, you're not going to say mitoich sheni yochel yishav and mishalim when it comes to a shvur d'rabbanon. Because just like shekinegdoi nishba v'noito is a takanto, mitoich sheni yochel yishav is oichet a takanto. And the Gemara said takanto litakanto le'avdino when it comes to a shvur. So mali shekinegdoi nishba v'noito, mali mitoich sheni yochel yishav and mishalim. If the ikka shvur is a shvur d'raiso, you're going to have a shekinegdoi, you're going to have a mitoich. But if the ikar shvua is a shvua d'rabbanan, such as shvua as heses to Rav Nachman, you're not going to have shekineg de nishba v'noitel. That's a gemara mefureshes. And says Tosfos in Gittin, nun aleph on the base, you're also not going to have mitoich she'eni yochel yishav v'mishalev. Stating that, the Ktzos HaChoshen in Simen Ayin Hei, Sivkotin Yud Aleph, brings from the Marshach, that the Marshach said this chiddush, that even though we find in Shas, mitoich she'eni yochel yishav v'mishalev, but that's only if the ikar shvua is a shvua dei raisa. If the ikar shvua is a shvua dei rabbanon, you don't say mitoich sheni yochel yishav mishalim. Because if the ikar shvua is a shvua dei rabbanon, the ikar shvua is a takanto. And mitoich sheni yochel yishav mishalim is oichet a takanto. And takanto, le takanto lo yavdinon. As a result, Allah is not going to be shvua. But the Ktzoi says, I don't understand this mashach, because it's a negative Gemara mefureshes and shvuas daf mem zayin amen af. So before we see the Gemara, on the bottom, the Magia, Rabbi Jimmy Trofsky says, Ayin tois was getting in an alef on the days, Shekosa vizel l'shoyne de shvua de rabbanon le'yamrini b'teich sheni yochel l'shov v'mishalim, de takanto lo yavdinon, u'mashma, de mitoich havi rak takanto, v'tzorich here, why the Ktzoi had to go to a mashach? Why didn't the Ktzoyis ask his kasha from the Mefurish HaTosis? Either way, what's the Ktzoyis' kasha? His kasha is it's Mefurish HaGemara. The Gemara says that how do we know this halacha of mitoich sheni yochel yishav v'mishalev? Rav Abba paskin did it, naskin did Rav Abba. Chamshin yodana, chamshin lo yodana. Some of the most kishmakas, sugis, and oshim, mezikin are predicated on this halacha. What's the makar to this halacha? Omar Rava Rava said, kavose de Rav Abba mistabra. It's mashma like Rav Abba, not like Rav and Shmuel, that you do say mitoich sheni yochel yishav v'mishalev. V'toni Rav Abba, yishvuas Hashem tia ben shneem, v'loi ben ayarshin. If the two Bali Dinen are the ikur balei dinim, then you have halacha of shvu deiraisa. But if the yorshim are already getting involved in this court case, then there's no shvu deiraisa. Hechidami. Ilema d'amalei monala abba biyadovicha. Is the case talking about where Reuven goes over to the yorshim and he says, you know, your father owed me a mana. V'amalei. And the yorshim say, chamshin yeh, v'chamshin no. So, mali hu mali avuah. There's no reason they shouldn't be chayv the same shvu deiraisa. You have a regular toyev v'nitin between Reuven and the yorshim. Elul avda amalei. The case must have been where they're responding like yorshim. The amalei mana labi biyadavicha. Reuven goes over to the yorshim and he says, you know, your father owed me a mana. Amalei says, listen, chamshin yodana, 50, I'm aware of. The chamshin lo yodana, I didn't know what my father's business deals. I didn't realize that he owed you half. He's in any idea. So that's where it's negeya. Shvuas Hashem tia beinei v'loi bein ayosh. Zok the Gemara zei gishmak. I amr b'shlomo aviv ki agavna mechayv b'shlomo. If the father in such a case would have been chayv, it's dirch krolim if the gav yosh. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that the yoshim are going to be potter. Eli amr aviv ki agavna nami potter. But if you're going to tell me that the father would have been potter, kro gav yoshim lomoli. Why do I need a pasuk for the yoshim? So being that the pasuk must be talking about a case where the yoshim are saying lo yodana, and the Torah is being mechadish that the Yorshim don't swear, Vaistois, the father would have been Chayev. Now he can't swear, Shvuas Moed B'Mikzas, when he says Lo Yadana, because he's in the Yachal Yishava. Must be, he would be Chayev to pay. And that's the Chiddush that the Yorshim don't have to pay. Al Koponim said, Rava, Kavosi de Rababu Mestabra, because Shvuas Hashem Tia Beinei, Veloi Ben HaYorshim, is a Raya L'Chura, that even when someone can't swear, he pays. The Mitoich Shani Yachal Yishava Mishalev. Zok Tiktsois, it's not HaMafurish HaGemara. It's a Gemara that says that Mitoich Shani Yachal Yishava Mishalev is not a Takanto. It's a Dindai Raisa. So Vozok Toysvis, Vozok the Marshach, that it's a Takanto. And therefore, wherever it's the ikar shvu is the shvu d'rabbanan, the kanto lekat, kanto le'avdin, and just like shekin egda nishbe v'noitel, no, shekin egda nishbe v'noitel really is a takanto. That's a din d'rabbanan. There's no basis for that anywhere in the Torah. So being that it's a din d'rabbanan, takanto, takanto le'avdinan. But mitoich sheni yachal yishav ha'meshalim is a din d'iraisa. So to the extent that it's a din d'iraisa, mechitesi, you wouldn't have this din deiraisa by a shvu d'rabbanan. It's not a takanto la takanto. It's a din deiraisa with takanto. The ktsois lemaisa, and he gets involved with the sugi of a hiraya, but I think we were yoitza, our first seder, part of this nidin, but the ktsois says that it could be, at the end of the day, it's going to be tolui in why the nitva is an eni yachal yishava. If he's an eni yachal yishava, because he's a chamshin lo yodana, one second, the punchline's a little different. If he's an eni yachal yishava, because he's a chamshin lo yodana, that eni yachal yishava is chayef l'shalim midday raisa. But what about an eni yachal yishava that wants to swear? Ich will schwer. But they don't let him swear because he's a Goslin, for example. And we say we don't trust your shvua. That ain't a yochel yishava mishalim is only mishalim midrabbanan, not midei raisa. So the Ktois wants to be mechalik between an ain't a yochel yishava and an ain't a yochel yishava. An ain't a yochel yishava where there's something inherently flawed with his taina that doesn't allow him to swear. So that ain't a yochel yishava where it's mitzad the taina of the nitva, he's mishalim midei raisa. But where you're an only ain't a yochel yishava because Bezdin's not allowing you to swear, you're standing, you're screaming, you're tzaveach, I want to swear. We're just not allowing you to swear. It could be over there. It's going to be different. Either way, a little bit more. Gemara. So the third case of the Mishnah was where each one is saying any idea. Zeh oimer any idea. Zeh oimer any idea. The Allah is yachloiku. So the Mafkid says, I don't know which one died, or I don't know if it died when it was a shayl or a seicher. The shomer is saying the same thing. The Allah is yachloiku. Zok the Gemara. Hamani sumchesi. This is sumches. The Omar momen hamutul besafik chalkin. And this is just a little bit of a preview for Bav Metzia Daf Kuf. The Mishnah of Amachlef Barav Chamor that's coming up in 2 days, which of course is one of the big marmakoimis whenever you talk about sumkas. Going back to the halachis of Baalav Imoy. So boy Rabbi Bar Mamol. So we saw in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Perak HaShoyel said that the only time there's a Ptur of Baalav Imoy is if it was Baalav Imoy B'Shash She'ilo. Or Balav Imoy B'Shas Schirus, at the time that the Shmira went into effect. But if it wasn't Balav Imoy at the time that the Shmira went into effect, even if it was Balav Imoy at the time that the Oynes or the Gneva Aveda happened, the halach is you don't have the Ptur Balav Imoy. So the Gemara declares an interesting Shaila. What if Shalab B'Bailam? Reuven borrowed Shimon's Paro, and at the time it was Balav Imoy. Sachra Shalab B'Bailam. The term of the She'ela expired, and Reuven went over to Shimon and he said, can I continue to use your Paro? He says, I'm not willing to lend it to you at this point, but if you want to pay me for it, you want to be a seicher, I'll give it to you. So he extended the sheila, but with a schirus. And then, b'shas schirus, it was stolen, but it wasn't balavimai. The question is, do you say that being that the schirus was a hemshech of the sheila, and the sheila itself was balavimai, so maybe you get the din balavimai for the schirus as well? Or we say, no. The Sheila expired, the Schirus is already a Davar Achar. And Bishas, the Hascholas Haschirus, it wasn't Olivimai. Mir, Mir, Sheila Lechuda Kaima, Vischirus Lechuda Kaima. Oidoma, Schirus Bishela, Meshach Shaychi. And Meshach Shaychi is Miloshin Hemshach. The Schirus is like a continuation of the Sheila. The Hamechai Begnev Vaveda. And the Gemara adds three words to give us a little bit of an insight of what the Lumdus and the Sheila might be. Because a Sheil is Chai Begnev Vaveda, and a Seich is Chai Begnev Vaveda. So even though Sheil Lechud and Seich Lechud, it's not the same thing, but Hatzat Ashova Shabahen is that they're both Chai Begnev Vaveda. So it could be that when the Seicher is Chai Begnev Vaveda, being that he's going from Shoyal to Seicher, we look at his Chi of Gneva Vaveda as being a Hemshech of the Chi of Gneva Vaveda that the Shoyal already had. So it's for that reason that Loch is going to be that you're going to be Potter. Says the Gemara, Intim Tzolim Eschiris B'Shele Meshach Shaychin. If you can tell me that Loch is, that you get the Loch of Balavimai, because the Chi of Gneva Vaveda that the Seicher has is really a Hemshech of the Chi of Gneva Vaveda that the Shoyal had. What would be in the reverse? Sachra Bebailim, Shal Shalei Bebailim. What if you were first the Seicher? And then afterwards you were shoyl. So the schirus expired. And now you're continuing as a shoyl. She'ela b'schirus vade lo shaycha. Do you say that there's no way in the world for the she'ela to be a hemshech of the schirus? Because a shoyl is chayev and more than a seicher is chayev. Meaning, bishloy m'schirus being deemed a hemshech of the she'ela, that makes a little bit of sense. Because the shoyl is chayev and more, the seicher is chayev and less. So there's an element over here of mechal masayim mana. So I don't have the masayim, but I have the mana. But when you go from being a seicher to a shoyl, you're going from mana to Masayim, that l'chur you can't do, oidoma, maybe not, kiven the sheicha b'miktsas, kiman the sheicha b'kuladami. As it relates to the mana, it could be it is a hemshach. So the way you look at she'elo is, that klapi the chiyuve gneva v'aveda, it's a hemshach of the original chiyuv that the seicher had. It's true that it's being nitoisif now, chiyuve oinsim, that's something that the seicher didn't have, so that's certainly being the schadish now, at the time of the Sheila, but maybe for that mana that you have, that could be transfers over. And in Tim Tzolei Meloi, I'm going to give you the Sheikha, the Mixes Command, the Sheikha, the Kududam. If you're going to tell me, you don't say that last Svara, Shalah Bebailim, what would be if you started off as a Shail? Vesachara Shalai Bebailim, then when there was a Schira Shalai Bebailim, Vechaza Veshal, and then you became a Shail again. So you started off Sheila Bebailim, the Sheila expired, you became a Seicher, and then the Schiris expired, and you became a Shail again. So do you say that Hodar Asyula Shayla Ludukta? Now certainly you can reckon with the original Shayla, because I started a Shayl, I'm weiter a Shayl. And even though there was a Schiris in between, maybe that doesn't bother me. And being that for the original Shayla, it was Shayla Babylon, for this last Shayla, I have a din of Shayla Babylon as well. Or perhaps if Sikhala Schiris Baini Ubaini. Maybe the Schiris has a half sick in between. You can't do that. And finally, Sachra Babylon. What if you started off as a Seicher? Vishala, and then you became a Shayl. Vichaza Vishachra, and now you became a Seicher again. Same Shayla. Mi Amina Nasila Schiris Laduchta. Do you say that even though we said, we established in the second in Tim Suleiman, you can't go from Seicher to Shoyal. But now you went from Seicher to Shoyal back to Seicher. Maybe it does work. You have a din of Schiris Bebailim. Or you don't have Sikale Sheila Beini Beini. Or maybe not. Says the Gemara, Teiku. We do not know the answer. Tishbi Yitaritz, Kushis Ve'abots. Either way, just before we finish this morning, so we spoke out some raid on Mitoich She'ena Yochel Yishav Meshalim, which was Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan's beer in our Mishnah. Speak out just a little bit of raid on Bari V'Shem Bari Yodif, which is Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda's beer in our Mishnah. So Bari V'Shem Bari Yodif, Bari V'Shem La Bari Yodif, it's a big machloikis Amayroim, mentioned here and mentioned in many places in Shas. So just two ha'aris regarding the sugya of Bari V'Shema. Rashi in Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, a Rashi that we've spoken out many times. The Gemara over there says, Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Arai. Says Rashi, what's the Makar that Amoitzi Mechaveri Oliver Raya, Deiraisa here, it's a din Deiraisa. It's a Gemara Bava Kama Daf Vava Mabes, Mid Balvarim Yigash Aleim, Yagish Raya Aleim. It's learned down from a Pasuk, Mid Balvarim Yigash Aleim. From there we learn that if you're Amoitzi Mechaveri Oliver Raya, the Pnei Yeshua on this Rashi here in Gittin Memchas Mabes, and the Pnei Yeshua is also on that Gemara, in Bava Kama Daf Vava Mabes, asks that Rashi would seem at first glance to have quoted the Havamin of a Gemara. But if you go through the full Gemara, the Maskanas of Gemara is not the way Rashi brings it over here in Gittin, Mem Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says as follows: Om Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Minay La Moitzim Mechabrei Olav Arayah. How do you know? Ha Moitzim Mechabrei Olav Arayah, Shenemar, it's learned out from this Pasuk. Mi Bal Dvorim Yigash Aleim, Yagish Raya Aleim. Maskan for Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi asks, Olam Ali Kros Svaruhu. I need a Pasuk to tell me, Ha Moitzim Mechabrei Olav Arayah. What's the Havamin of not that way? If I go over to you, you owe me $1,000. I don't have a raya. You need a pasuk to say that I can't get the money from you? Of course, I might say mechaberei all of a raya. And the Gemara says what the svar is. The kov leke eva ozol bayasya. Someone that has an issue, he has to go to the doctor to deal with his issue. Whatever the mashal and the nimshal is. The bottom line is, it's pashut, says the Gemara. Svar, I don't need a pasuk to tell me how might say mechaberei all of a raya. It's freight the pnei yeshua, meraf sinigri, Rashi. Rashi quotes the pasuk. It's the havamin in the Gemara, but the inshashu nagachas apara. It's the havamin in the Gemara, but the kamim above him at base. The maskonas of Gemara is svar, who Rashi should have said, says the Pnei Yeshua, a gevaldig Yisra. Behektim, there are two machloikis in Shas, says the Pnei Yeshua, that even though at first glance would seem to be unrelated, really they're very much related, and they go to the root of how you understand Cheskes Mamon, how you understand Muchzik. The two machloikis in our bari v'shema bari yadiv, oyla bari yadiv, holchim b'mamen achar aroiv, or ein holchim b'mamen achar aroiv. What do they have in common? Says the Pnei Yeshua, the man b'mamen that holds bari v'shema bari yadiv holds that a bari is better than cheskes mamen. Reuven is a bari, Shimon is the one holding the money. Bari v'shema bari yadiv holds that bari is better than cheskes mamen. Bari v'shema la bari yadiv holds cheskes mamen is better than bari. Holchim b'mamen achar aroiv or ein holchim b'mamen achar aroiv. What's the shayla? Is roiv better than cheskes mamon? Reuven has a roiv, Shimon has a cheskes mamon. Is the roiv better than cheskes mamon, or is the cheskes mamon better than roiv? Says the Pnei Yeshua, the two machloikasin are totally zebezeh. This is the Yesh based medrash. This is the Aim based medrash. Play Kiddush. The man the homer that holds bari v'shema bari adif holds the cheskes mamon only works k'neged Hashem. It's not so strong cheskes mamon. Bari is better. That same mandamer is going to hold holchem mamon achar roiv. That roiv is also better than cheskes mamon. The mandamer that holds bari v'shem alav bari yadiv, he holds cheskes mamon is very strong. It works even keneged bari. He's going to hold ein holchem mamon achar roiv. He's going to hold that cheskes mamon is so strong that it's going to work even shaloi keneged roiv. Zok the Pnei Yeshua, this that the Gemara said in Bava Kama, that lomeli cross svaru, that it's poshet, that cheskes mamon works only makes sense if you hold that the only time cheskes mamon works is where there's no bari keneged or there's no reif keneged. Meaning the whole koyach of cheskes mamon is where the guy that's being tevei is a shema. He doesn't have a reif. He's a batur. That guy, okay, cheskes mamon is adif. Lovely cross svaru. For that, I don't need a bus. But if you're going to already be mechadish that bari v'shema la bari adif, and you're already going to be mechadish that ein holchem mamon achar reif, so you say meres that cheskes mamon works even keneged a bari, and it works even keneged a roiv. That means that cheskes mamon is strong. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that I don't know me svara. For that I already need a pasuk. So the Pnei Yeshua, the punchline is that the Gemara of a kamim involving was going according to the mandam that holds bari v'shema bari adiv. He's going according to the mandam that holds holchim b'mamon achar roiv. According to that mandam, it's true. It's a svara lomeli kras svaru. But we don't paskin bari v'shema bari adiv, and we don't paskin holchim b'mamon achar roiv. We paskin bari v'shema lav bari adiv, and we paskin. So l'fi ha'emes, it's taken not a svara. L'fi ha'emes, it's not a svara. What's the makar minayin that I'm moitzim mechaberei all of a raya? The teretz is going to be the havamin of the gemara above a kamim above a beis. That's why Rashi in Gittin Memchas Amibayis brought taka the havamin. He brought the pasuk. The kasha isn't Rashi doch fakert from the gemara. The teretz is name because the gemara is only going according to the mandamah that holds that bari v'shem bari yodav and holchem mamon acharev. We don't paskin like those mandamim. Hey yois, we don't paskin like those mandamim. That's why Rashi l'maisa, as halacha, so to speak, brought the Hava Min of the Gemara, because that will be richtig according to Ma'anamad Al-Zbar V'Shem La'Bar Yadav, and according to the Ma'anamad that holds Ein Holcha Mamun Acharev. So we've spoken at a lot more rate to answer the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, specifically in the Sugi of Takfu Koyin. We did like a 25-minute piece at the end of the Daf. Ayin Sham for more on this Sugya. But just one Hoysafa, and that is really Me'inyin Le'inyin, a segue, and that is another Pnei Yeshua. So we spoke at the Pnei Yeshua in Gittin, Mem Chesam Ebeis, the Pnei Yeshua in Bava Kama, Mem Vavam Ebeis, and another famous Pnei Yeshua, Ksubis Daf Yud Beis on the Beis. And that is, Pnei Yeshua asks Akasha, that we just from Perek Eilu Metzias not so long ago, and Perek Eilu Metzias we saw that if somebody loses an Aveda, if he has a Semin, he can claim it. And the Gemara learns it out from a puzzle. Chol Avedas Achicha. We learn from there, Simanim Dei Raisa, Simanim Dei Rabbanan, whole Sugi and Chas. But the Pash, this is Simanim Dei Raisa, and it's learned out from a pasuk. If a person doesn't have a simon, unless he's a Talmud Chacham, who could be Moitzi, an Aved B'tvias Ayin, you're not going to get the Aved. Freik the Pnei Yeshua. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me Simanim Dei Raisa? And why is it that if you don't have a simon, all you have is a Tvias Ayin? Unless you're a Talmud Chacham, you can't be Moitzi the Aved. Why don't we say that the person that's coming with the simon is a Bari? The one that found the Aved is a Shema. According to Rab Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan, that Bari Veshema Bari Adif, Freik the Pnei Yeshua, why do I need a Sugi of Simanim? Why don't you always say Bari Veshema Bari Adif? Azay Freik the Pnei Yeshua, Gevaldig Akash. Says the Pnei Yeshua, very geschmack. Because Keneged the Bari that the Bala Veda has, there's a Rav that says that it doesn't belong to him. Ordinarily, Reuven goes over to Shimon. You owe me $100. Shimon says, any day, there's no Rav here. But in this case, when somebody finds an Aveda, it came me Ruvud Alma. So there's a right that says that this person that's coming and he's claiming the Aveda, he's really not the owner of that Aveda. So being that he's coming now and claiming, there's like a Geshmaka punchline. Being that he's coming now with a Rav. So even though says the Pnei Yeshua, Bari Veshema, Bari Yadav, according to Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Ki Mi Moitzi from a Cheskes Mamin, but not to go Keneged Arav. Because the Gemara says, Ruba V'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. So it's true that Bari Veshema, Bari Yadav, Ki Mi Moitzi from a Cheskes Mamin, but it can't go Keneged Arav. And over here, there's always going to be a Arav by every case of Simonim, because Arav says that it came Me'alma, it didn't come from this person. As a result, the Aloch is going to be Lav Bari Yadav. Zok the Pnei Yeshua, you're going to tell me, Arav? How can you have roif? Ain't holcha b'mamun achar roif. Zok the Pnei Yeshua, you know what the pshat is? Lefim ma'ashe kosafti b'mokim achar. That the man, domen, that holds bari v'shem b'bari yodav, holds holcha b'mamun achar roif. That's the teretz. The kasha is, according to the man, domen, bari v'shem b'bari yodav, let the bala veda be a bari to the Moitzi Avedas Shema. The Teretz is connected him, there's a Roif. What's the Kasha? Ein Holcha B'Mamun Achar Roif. If you hold Bari V'Shem Bari Yod, if you hold Holcha B'Mamun Achar Roif. If you hold Ein Holcha B'Mamun Achar Roif, you anyways hold Bari V'Shem Alab Bari Yod. So this is the Pnei Yeshua that she taught. He says Kedah Parishas. Where's the Kedah Parishas? You have to know these Pnei Yeshuas. Yeah. The Kedah Parishas is in two places. It's Gittin Mem Ches, it's Bava Kama Mem Vav, it's Ksubis Yud Beis. The bottom line is all these three Pnei Yeshuas come together, that's going to be the answer. We'll just be with one final aura, and that is, but it's mavu in the Pnei Yeshua. It's mavu in the Pnei Yeshua that the yisoid of Bari Veshema Bari Yadav is not so much a shayla of Bari Veshema. It's more a shayla of Cheskes Mamon, because the Pnei Yeshua said that Bari Veshema Bari Yadav would also hold Holcha B'Mamon Achar Roif. It's more
standing up to Cheskes Mamon.
Exactly. It's more a Taichin Cheskes Mamon than it is a Taichin Bari. I remember when we learned Mesechtes Ksubis, so I saw in that Teresh Mul that he brings a Festa Kasha from the Sugi and Dafi Bezamiz. One of the places that Bari Veshema is brought down in Chas is in the Machloikis, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Sugis of Tainas Psulim, Ksubis Yud Beis, Ksubis Yud Gimel, Ksubis Yud Dalit. So one of the machloikisin that the Gemara wants to be toil on Bari Veshema Bari Yadiv is Hoysamu Beres, a woman was pregnant, V'amrullah Mativa Shaluberzeh. Why are you pregnant? Who's the father of this child? And she said, Me'ish Pleni V'Kayano. Don't worry, he's a Kayan, meaning he's a Meyuchis, he's a Kosher. The child that I'm carrying right now is not a apostle. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Liazo, Imran Amenes. Rabbi Yeshua says, Loi mi pina anu chayin, the halacha is not going to be believed. And in one shlav of the Gemara suggests, I mean, it's really the bottom half of Yud Beis Amid Beis, Mesechtes Ksubis, this is prime real estate. The Gemara over there says that the beer in the machloik is this Bari Veshema Bari Yadav, Allah Bari Yadav. Because she's really a Bari. And anyone else that's going to challenge her is a Shema. So if Bari Veshema Bari Yadav, she'd be believed. If Bari V'Shem allowed Bari Yadav, she wouldn't be believed. So the kasha is that you see from here that Bari V'Shem has nothing to do necessarily with Cheskes Mammon. Because over there we're not dining a Cheskes Mammon. We're not dining this $100 bill. Who does it belong to? We're dining Mativa Shalom is that. And still the Gemara's toilet in the Sugya Bari V'Shem and Bari Yadav. So at first glance, it would seem to be a Kushyat Suma on the Pnei Yeshua, the Pnei Yeshua who wants to say that the Shaila Bari Veshema is Ishkan Bari Veshema the Geshaila. It's a Cheskes Mammon the Geshaila. Nope, obviously, you have to start taking out your thumbs and you have to come out with some Derech HaMemutza.